also with an opaque cockpit, and drove that out of Lodos, while our decoy drove deeper into it. We saw local and Imperial law enforcement vehicles dart overhead, along vectors that would place them in the neighborhood of the cafe, and Akari looked faintly smug. "Any predictions on the probability of them catching up with us, Drusel?" I asked.
"I don't have enough data to perform the calculations," she replied. "It would be an equation filled entirely with variables and few real numbers at this point, resulting in little more than a guess."
"Oh, sorry."
"Perhaps you could tell me if you have solid proof that my family is safe, or if you are speaking of probabilities?" she asked.
"Probabilities," I admitted. "We let the Alliance know that we would be attempting to snatch you today. So a separate team should be extracting your family now. I hoped Major Durlin had succeeded, or we would have an extremely unhappy Given on our hands."
"Or they may have already done so," Nakari said. "We won't know until we get to Omarith, unfortunately."
"Why Omarith, if I may ask?" I said to Drusel.
"It is insignificant and of little interest to either the Empire or the Alliance. Negligible infrastructure, no sentient life forms, and poor mineral prospects have condemned the planet to a vacation destination for adventurers. It cannot support a large population, or indeed many modern conveniences, without significant off-world imports. No one would suspect a cryptographer would live someplace so cut off from active networks of trade and military staging areas. It is among the least probable places to find me. I have done the math, I assure you."
Smirking, I said, "I don't doubt it. We'll talk more once we get out of the system." I guided the speeder to a soft landing on our docking platform, a short distance from the Desert Jewel. As with the previous speeder, we sent it flying away on a pre-programmed course as soon as we disembarked. There was a chance this one wouldn't be found right away, so R2 had programmed it to land safely before it ran out of fuel.
"I sure hope the Imperials haven't begun to check outbound ships," Nakari said as the ramp descended and we boarded the craft.
"How many of my security team survived?"
Drusel asked.
2 were slain next to me, 3 in the sewer. That leaves 3 more, unless you killed them later."
"No, that's right," Nakari confirmed.
3 survived and are no doubt coordinating the attempt to reacquire us."
R2 rolled into the starboard quarters to hook up with the Jewel's nav computer. He already knew our first jump, but needed to fine-tune calculations for our earliest possible exit. I headed straight for the cockpit to get the Jewel fired up, while Nakari and Drusel continued to talk in the corridor. The Given was listing gaps in Imperial knowledge, primarily due to taking out the security droid. That all added up to time.
"They know you and your astromech droid were involved, but may not have seen Luke until he emerged from the sewer behind me. I assume by now they have discovered that site by homing in on the comm units of the 3 slain ISB agents. They will be scouring the city and looking for that first speeder for sure. The question is not whether they'd be willing to activate their orbital resources and anger the civilian population for the chance to prevent our escape. The question is how long they'll delay before giving that order."
"Trying to lock down traffic here would be a tall order, since Deenan rested at the intersection of 2 of the galaxy's most well-traveled hyperspace lanes. They might not realize we're with the Alliance," I called back as I checked the systems, and was gratified by a row of green lights. "We could be mercenaries working for the Huts or something."
"That is true, but it will probably have no bearing on their decision-making. They wish me to remain under their control, and will exert themselves to ensure that happens."
"Understood, but if they think we're with the Huts, they might waste time searching for us in the criminal underworld here." Perhaps I was overthinking it. I could see how pondering the possibilities might slow down command decisions. Up to now, I had been given little freedom to plan and execute operations on my own. Mostly, I flew where the Alliance told me to fly, and shot what they told me to shoot. There's an undeniable pleasure in ruining the Empire's day with blasters, but planning and anticipating enemy moves had a different appeal that I was beginning to appreciate. I released the brakes and said, "Better strap in somewhere. We're taking off, and this could be an exciting trip." Nakari showed Drusel into the starboard living quarters and then joined me in the cockpit, taking the co-pilot seat and flipping on an intercom channel to the quarters so that both R2 and Drusel could hear us. The Desert Jewel lifted smoothly from her berth and sliced through the atmosphere without any Imperial pursuit. Once I set the course, I asked R2 to monitor security channels as a subroutine while maintaining our hyperspace jump as his top priority. We were going to jump coreward along the Hydean Way to Exidine, and from there we would take a smaller hyperspace lane called the Nanthri Trade Route that would eventually offer several different ways to reach Omarath. The sky burned away, and stars replaced it as we left Deenan's atmosphere with no trouble. Commenting on it drew a wry chuckle from Drusel.
You should hear of trouble soon enough. The probability is almost certain.
R2 blurted an alarm, and a stream of characters appeared on our heads-up holo display, translating his words.
Empire has ordered a system-wide blockade to seize rebel spies. Interdictor cruisers en route. All ships that depart prior to Imperial inspection will be noted.
Drusel's prescience made me want to spend more time studying math. Let them note it. Do you have the course ready? Jump if you do.
Jumping.
I had hoped we would get out of the system without being tagged for pursuit, but that plan was slagged now. We had to hope that our ship would move faster than any dragnet the Empire put together.